It's about 15 minutes to 6 o'clock, and you're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening. I'm David Castleman. Northern Michigan hospitals once owned in their home communities of Petoskey, Sheboygan, and Ludington have changed hands in recent years. They join major hospital systems, in part for the stability and access to capital those big players can provide. But the Mercy hospitals in Cadillac and Grayling could do just the opposite. A deal with Munson Healthcare is now expected in September. If that happens, Cadillac and Grayling would leave a national system for a regional one based in Traverse City. IPR's Linda Steffen visited Cadillac, where no one seems very worried. That's at least in part due to the efforts of one man, the outgoing CEO of Mercy Cadillac. He's leading the transition into Munson as his final legacy before retirement.
Got a little one there you can see.
Mercy Cadillac CEO John McLeod is looking through glass at the nursery on the fourth floor where babies are born.
Happens to be my favorite place in the hospital. It's usually a very happy place. You know, it's the one place where people want to be most of the time.
Birthing wards like this tend to lose money for hospitals, and in some small communities up north, local hospitals don't even offer the service. Contrast with Mercy Cadillac, where there are private rooms and extras, like bathtubs, where mothers can choose to labor before giving birth. This redesign was one of McLeod's first major projects as CEO. Under his watch, the hospital has also redesigned its surgery, ICU, and cancer services, and McLeod says there's money in the bank.
We are actually one of the strongest balance sheets in Trinity Health, and so we're pretty proud of that. So we think we're moving into Munson in a good position.
In an era of hospital consolidations, the trend is for small regional hospitals to join larger systems as they find it harder to turn a profit or to get capital for big projects and renovations or even to get decent prices for medical supplies. But that's not what's happening in Cadillac and Grayling. With this sale, the two hospitals, along with Mercy Home Care and Hospice of Northern Michigan, would leave longtime owner CHE Trinity Health. It's a Catholic system with 86 hospitals nationwide. They would join Munson. Just a few years back, Munson itself considered merging with a larger system, a move that was fraught with controversy in Traverse City and ultimately went nowhere. Going smaller, going regional, bucks a national trend. But John McLeod is convinced joining Munson is the right thing for Cadillac.
In my opinion, there is still a place for a strong regional provider, and it all depends on competition. And that's one of the beauties of northern Lower Michigan, is there's basically 13 hospitals serving 26 counties, I believe. We don't really have a lot of direct competition with each other, so we're not overbuilt, I guess.
McLeod says the change makes a lot of sense. Cadillac and Grayling share doctors and specialists with Munson more so than with any hospital in their own corporate network. And under a complicated agreement between Munson and Trinity, Munson's actually been managing the two Northern Michigan hospitals for years.
Hey, Jimmy.
McLeod is the kind of CEO who addresses every nurse, volunteer, and janitor by name. And Nurse Courtney Wilson says his opinion carries a lot of weight.
And that's our Hearn radio and telling us that there's ambulance traffic coming in.
She oversees the ER.
The unknown, I guess, more than anything, is always hard. But, knowing that John is kind of at the helm of this whole transition is very comforting for, I know, not only me, but the entire hospital. And we know he's going to take good care of us. And so I really foresee great things happening with the merger.
Cadillac's mayor, Carla Filkins, agrees, and she even sees some potential for job growth in Cadillac with the sale. It just so happens her day job is to oversee staffing for both Mercy Cadillac and Mercy Grayling.
It's going to be about doing what's best for the people in our communities, and I truly believe that Munson wants that as well. And so, you know, putting the right care at the right place where where it's needed by the patients, I think is going to be a focus. And, you know, we have to do that in a fiscally sound and, a responsible manner. But I think that the opportunities will be great.
Philkins speaks as mayor, not on behalf of Trinity or Munson, and no promises are being made. Few details of the sale are yet public. Cost-cutting is possible. John McLeod says he's not privy to the asking price nor Munson's analysis of how it can afford to buy two hospitals. But he shares Mayor Philkins' hopes for growth. There are some jobs now headquartered downstate that would move back to northern Michigan, and he trusts the leadership at Munson to make sound decisions for Cadillac.
You know, this is my hospital. I plan to stay and live in Cadillac, so they'll be taking care of me as I get older. So I certainly want it to do well. So if I can help in some way, I'm happy to do that.
In Cadillac, for Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen.